about later, whether the Aseret HaShvatim lose the Chelek HaNeor Mabo or not. The Rashi comments that the Machloket HaTanaim here is only regarding the original people from the Aseret HaShvatim who intermarried with the Goyim. The Tana Machloket and their descendants and their great-grandchildren, the Doros HaDoros. That's not the Machloket here, that's in Yivamah. At the end of the first Perek, the Gemara quotes one opinion, that if a Gachri is in Kaddish and Isha Bizman HaZeh, Choshishim Kibushu, Shema Me'ateret HaShvatim here. Me'ateret HaShvatim is still retaining the Kibushu Kibushu. Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that we don't pass. And like that, we hold La'alocha, that Gemara goes to part of the Nali, Bashem, Bagodu, Kibbolim, Bizarim, Yavodu, that the Me'ateret HaShvatim, and after many generations went by, and their assimilation was so total, that they've forgotten that they ever were Jewish. We don't know who these people are, so they lose their Kedushas Yisroel. They lose their Kedushas Yisroel. That was that's a big machlokes in Achrayim, whether that part was Hashem or God, which is born in Zion Yolodo, that the Achrayim HaShvatim in the later generation. What's the Kedushas Yisroel? Is that only with respect to that Teret HaShvatim, or does it apply to any group of Jews who float away so far that they don't act like Jews, like the Christians, you know, they're going to go down the Christians, she has been attacked, the Christians, she shot at the man of there, and she got them away. So there's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, and as an answer, what's the meaning of the Christians in Kaddish and Isha, this man of there? So many Rishonim hold that there's a position on our Tosfos, in the Mahatma, the Christians that are going down the Kaddish, so they floated away to mainstream Judaism, so the Tanoim declared, Shaton Kaddish is one, because they were half of them, the Raman holds not there. They quote in Ebenezer, by the Kiddushin. Kutti Shekidish, whether it's Kiddushin Achal, and Yerodea, whether it's Mutta Lahavos, and Kutti Beridus or not. So they quote in Rambam writes the Ferish in the Tirish HaMishnai Tamido, that a Kutti Shemeis is not the Tamid Ba'oro. Akum Shemeis is only the Tamid Ba'magamah, the Kutti Shemeis is the Tamid Ba'magamah to Ba'oro. And the Kutti Shemeis, the Rambam says, Ferish goes to Alei and the Kutti Meid. Lachish does not mean, Dina Kaki is one of the other days, no more than the time. But that's the Machloek of Samaroi. This topic is the Machloek of Samaroi, the end of the first day of the Roman, whether the later generation, after there's a total assimilation, whether they both take positions in soil or not. But Rashi says over here, that's not what the Tanoim are discussing. It is just discussing the original group of the Aseret HaShvatim. Rashi writes, that's not a discussion with that. Is this a machloket? At the end of the first paragraph of the Machloket. So the Gemara has this machloket with the Akiva and the Blazer, where the Aseret HaShvatim lost the Chelek HaNeor Mabo. And the previous that, in the previous Mishnah, the Gemara has a machloket where the Zohar Yisbor lost the Chelek HaNeor Mabo. Again, Rabbi Akiva with the Machner. Then the Shaila with the Abbas Koira, the Chelek from Abbas Koira, the day master. They lost the Chelek HaNeor Mabo. Each case of the Kiva is a Machner. The Gemara made a comment that Kufiyah and Day, just 4 or 5 lines before the Mishnah, Shach Omer Abdechana, Shach Kelek Akiva Lachatibusa. The Akiva over here is that the Gutman, usually he's always Mahatat, the Kurs, and Shalikola, and even the Hakyo, and all of a sudden by these cases, by the Tashvatim, and by the Abbas Korach, by the Doram Yitzvah, he says, Pachet, he says there is more Machner than the Al-Tanan. He thinks that they lost the Chelek HaNeor Mabo. The Gemara has a discussion here. What do you mean, Chassidusim? Where do you see that Rabbi Akiva is the one who's more lenient? That he's more inclusive. He thinks that more people get the Chelek HaNeor Mabo. The Gemara quotes, there is a Machloket HaTanaim regarding the Tanya that's about 10 lines from the bottom of the Kedushin of the day. The Gemara quotes the professor. The Tanya is the name Mishay Bumasoim. If you have a Nochri, and I've been out of the Zohar, and he does go in so we assume that he doesn't have a Chelek HaNeor Mabo. You may want to assume that Nochri and Chassid and so on have a Chelek HaNeor Mabo, but not the Nochri of the Zohar, don't they? What about their children, Tanim? So also, Tanim, Bnei, Mishi, Yom HaSorelo, all the Tanim are doing based on the cross, you do not have a Chelek HaNeor Mabo. What about Tanim, Bnei, Mishi, Yisroel? If the parents don't have a Chelek HaNeor Mabo because of their Averis, Kamurai, what about the Tanya Bnei Mishi Yisroel? So that's a Machloket HaTanaim. So Rebbe Akiva is the one that says you do have a Chelek HaNeor Mabo. You see, Rebbe Akiva is the one that's more inclusive. That the Chassidut of Rebbe Akiva is more lenient and softer on the Rishonim. And all of a sudden over here, there are Midbar and other Koyrach and Aseret HaShvatim is more Machloket. So the Gemara says everything was based on truth. Once the Gemara got into that discussion, so the Gemara in the bottom of the Zafrei is an issue. If a baby dies, a little child dies, so how old does the child have to be that he should be included in the Dinim Mishnah according to Yesh Mechel Zalamadro? The Gemara has five different opinions in the timeline, each one based on an Amaroi, each one based on a Pope. So one Amaroi says, Yishoshen Oila, that the baby is born. One Amaroi says, Yishoshen Otsa. Yishoshen Otsa. Yishoshen Israel. Yishoshen Israel means from the very beginning of the conception, before 40 days. The 40 days into the pregnancy, that's the Tzivos Hadlak, the Tzivos Hadlak. The Gemara doesn't have such an opinion. One says Yishosh Shenidu, one says Yishosh Shenova. One opinion is Yishosh Shenimo, when he gets to this Nila. One opinion is Gemara Yishosh Shenutapa, when he is able to sit some based on a person. Then the Gemara says, one opinion is, when the primary is able to answer Amen, as the person says, Yishosh Shenutapa, 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 Amen. They say, now have to answer Amen. This is an opinion. You once mentioned that when Achaim Balozhin had passed away, a daughter of Navarriker, the Luther the Hester, that he started off the Hester by saying that we all know he, one time he was to fix with Achaim Balozhin. He thought that Achaim Balozhin had followed him, and later on he realized that he wasn't correct. So he wanted to publicly state the fact that he was no longer to fix with him. So he delivered a whole Hester. So he starts off the Hester by asking Akasha. That the Hakamim tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malishna Sehem Shal Tzadikim Miyom Miyom, as the Pasuk says, it's Mitzvah Yomecha Amalek. And he says, if you don't remember that Rav Chaim Balozhin has passed away a week after his birthday. It doesn't indicate that the Mishkan Tzadik, how come he didn't die on his birthday like Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, died on Zayin Adar? But he says that the Teretz, this is how he starts off the Hester. He says that the Teretz is Akasha, that he claims that he accepts the opinion of the Gemara that when there's a baby, if a baby dies at a young age, how old does the baby have to be that he should deserve to my book? And he says one of the five suggestions was Yishosh Shenimo, from the time that he has the good meal. So he says, Achaim Balozhin had died on his birthday. The first 7 days don't count. He can only be deserve to tell him my book after the good meal, so he only knows. I invited to reach there to Hakam Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. They should have died on Zayin Adar. They should have died on Zayin Adar. Yes, but that's what he answered. This is the way he started off there. This is the way he starts off there. It's just that the different style of Hesed, different style of Balabatim has different issues. Then the Gemara has, and from the Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara has the various sukkim which can be read in different ways. The Pasuk in Yeshayah says that Gehenna opens its wide mouth, or Shiva Shol, not the part of Yon. Gehenna wants to take everybody in with Lichot. What does it mean with Lichot? The Gemara has two ways to interpret it. The Shlokish is very not there. He says a person who doesn't observe one of the mitzvahs atzeres, Taryag mitzvahs atzeres, doesn't observe one mitzvah, so Gehenna opens its mouth wide and wants to take it. So Gehenna says, the Baruch Shalom is not happy that he's dashing the Pasuk Lechumra on his children of Yichal Elam Arayim. The Baruch Shalom is not happy that you should say like that. Shabbat Pater, even if a person only learns one shtick of Gemara, he only learns one Pasuk, the Glicho, if he doesn't learn anything, he doesn't learn Hasna Shaykh to anything, so then he goes again. A person learns one shtick of Terah, so he doesn't go again. And Adam Akhoyd is writing the other Pasuk that we spoke about, this is Pasuk of Zechariah says, it was the love of the Baruch Hashem is going to punish the world, and very few will remain. And it says only Hashlishi. The Shaila, we're having the Darshan Hashlishi. The Shlokish says only one third of one third of one third, very few. The Yechanan says, what kind of the way? One third of the all of mankind. So it's going to come. One third of one third of one third is going to come out, and then he's going to die also. The Yechanan says, what kind of a way of Darshan is that? The Baruch Hashem is not happy the way you Darshan. You have to say, one third of the world will remain, and all of Klal Yisrael will remain, plus many in the earth. And we have another process that they have in our places in Yerusha. The Baruch Hu is going to punish a lot of punishment, and Lakati Esen, every year, Ishnai and Ishtoba. So the Shlokish took it literally. One person will survive from the whole city, and two people will survive from the whole Mishtoba. The Yerusha says, no, how can you say like that? The Baruch Hu doesn't want you to Darshan Lukum, he wants you to say Lukum. One person from the city will be matzal on the whole city, two people from the shtark will be matzal on the whole shtark. The and Gemara has the same as Agada says, that the Rebbe was upset with Moshe Rabbeinu when he said, "Lord, but we are parallel after the Shemitah, hey, Rabbi Mazet, I have to let himself in the Hanefa." The first one says, the Russian Chabal, the Avdin, the Mishak, and that promise of Rama Vino and Israel. And then we had a dairy story, he had to say so much money, everything was ready to give it to him, what he had to say, it didn't take place. I promise Yitzchok, good boy, if I go to say, Yitzchok, I recognize this is your countryman, and later on, he also had an Asik. I promise Yankis, Yankis had an Asik, all of the others had an Asik, and he never complained. You're complaining, because his brother told him at that time, I thought he there, I should ask them to follow. So what do you mean? I thought to them, now you will see. You'll only see Mohammed's power. You will not be able to see the Mohammed's Ram and Allah in love. The question shot in the morning is that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nenash, not to be the manik of Klavis Kof to be the Nisar Ekiso, because of the way he spoke Chutz to this type of the Brochu, and he said, the other part of the power, and the God of the Shnei Ehera Lom Azeh. Here, in our short quote, the name of Kasher, that the Tzukim and Chumis seem to contradict you. The Tzukim and Chumis say, that the punishment was because of the name of evil. And the mashmaut of the pasuk is not because of the name of evil, but the name would have continued to be the man of God. This is a famous discussion that the Tanakh show has. And more comments on the pasuk, when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, after the book of Yisroel himself, he said, Hashem Hashem, to Rach Nechama, so he says, Vayimah Moshe Rabbeinu, Arka Vayishtok, Moshe Rabbeinu bows down. Ma'arua Moshe, what did he see that he's bowing down? What exactly is it? He's bowing down is an act of Shabbat Lahazoya Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita, or is bowing down as a tefillah of Makoshin and Zaka? What is it? The Gemara has a Makoshin Samurai. The first Samurai says he saw Erech HaPari. The Devotee one said Erech HaPari, and the Gemara continues. Moshe Rabbeinu says Erech HaPari, plural, Erech HaPari. So the Tzadikim has it. If you give them a break, they should be going to Shul. The Devotee one says no, so the Tzadikim has to be Shul. Moshe Rabbeinu is upset, he says, you're Shul? Why should you do that? I have time for the Shoy. So the Bodhisattva says, you'll see in the future that you're going to need it. You're going to have to rely on what I said, that I have time for the Shoy. But then after the Chesed Egel, his mindset was by the Chesed, after the Chesed Egel, the Moshe Rabbeinu says, give a grace to the name of Shoy, that I have time. The Bodhisattva says, no, but you said only your half, so you can not for the Shoy. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, you will not Erech Hashem, Tashem Dibar, the Lord Tashem Dibar to Yanni. So what you said is better. You said Erech HaPayim, not to Rishoyim. So that's what he's asking for now. So the first time I really more understand that Yitzhak Moshe, Yitzhak Arka, by Yishtok, who he's bowing down out of Shelah, the Hidoya, Tafa Rishvoko, that he revealed to him that Yidro, the Yidro Kedah of Erech HaPayim, not to Rishoyim. The other Amara and the Amara need to get an understanding. Because, you know, Tafa Rishvoko said, he got frightened when he heard Emmet. Emmet is everything has to be legitimate. Everything has to be Oitachashim. So Emmet, whenever a person is going to sin, he's going to be punished, he's going to suffer. So Moshe Rabbeinu bowed down, not out of Hazoya, out of Shevach, to be the Emmet, out of Pachat. He's asking, don't give us a break. Don't be the doctor to Mashanayim. And Gemara has an on the day that one of the Amoroim came to the realization based on the Sukkim and Tehillim that it must be that he saw the Erech HaPayim. How did he see that it was the leader of Erech HaPayim? This Machlok Ma'aroh Moshe. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu Mishtakna? The Gemara says that on the day, one of the Amoroim says it must be because of the Erech HaPayim after Hashem. Why? Because it says, Tehillim of the Moshe Yishvah Elohim, that's the beginning of the Kachishul Tzadik and Tehillim. And then four broken later, we assume all of those Tefillah and Tehillim were composed by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says later, in the seventh and the year, the day from now, the Kodesh Hashem le'oyret yamin. The Rashi learns that all of these Tefillah and Tehillim, it doesn't say who wrote them, it just says Tzadik. Tefillah Tzadik is by Moshe Rabbeinu. We assume the next year, also by Moshe Rabbeinu, Tehillim has the name of David HaMelech mentioned. That's the different Tefillah. So these four are all by David HaMelech, and it says Hashem le'oyret yamin, and it's great le'oyret yamin. As the connotation of Erech HaPayim, the Tzadik in the Lord is sure. The Moshe Nagamore is a little Nukumba. The Gemara is saying, the Amoira, when he heard the Sukkim in Tehillim, he heard the Kodesh gave the Tzadik, and then he heard the Reifon, the Kodesh Hashem, the Yargamim, that's the concluding Kodesh in Tzadik in Tzadik in Tzadik. And the Gemara says, the Tzomachle, and right next to it says, Tzilul HaMoshe. Tzilul HaMoshe is not Tzomachle. If you look in the Torah, Tzilul HaMoshe is the beginning of Tzadik in Tzadik. This is the end of Tzadik in Tzadik in Tzadik. How does the Gemara say, the Tzomachle? So the Mashiach quotes from the Alpha Shemayim, he has different views. that it should say the Tzomech Lei, the very next Kassid of Tzadik Dalet, right after Hashem Yor Kamin, says about punishing the Rishoyim. About punishing the Rishoyim. So the Yalkut Shemayim says that's what he deals, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu saw. He saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, the Yerach Yamin, when it comes to punishing the Rishon, there's also an Arach Yamin, there's also an Arach Afari, Arach Atma Rishon. And the Mori quotes a passage from Yishayah that was the Lord HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be kind enough to serve, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, Atara Berosh Kol Tzadik to Tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will serve as a crown on the heads of each one of the Tzadik, and what does it mean? Like they have an expression and some inspiration. Vayal me'olav ha'nakim, it says in connection with Avraham Avinu, that the Shechina went away from being on top of Avraham Avinu, then Rashi quotes the comment from the Medrash, the Ovid hen hen ha'nakom. So the Ovid, the Tzadik Hashem says, not only the Ovid, all of the Tzadikim in every generation are on their cover to the Shechina. What does it mean? When you see a great Tzadik, so you can see what a Tzadik ha'nakim really is supposed to be. The Tzadik is a reflection of what the Tzadik ha'nakim is supposed to deserve. He's good that he preserves his celibacy. It says, Lot and Lover, how could his vocal be as a crown of glory on the head of all of the tzaddikim? It means that also there will be, all of the tzaddikim will be a merkava to the Shechina. As the Gemara quotes the passage in Yishai. Then the Gemara says, Yachal Akon, maybe all the tzaddikim, sometimes the tzaddikim were characters. The Talmud Lord, no, the Shor Amor. The Shor Amor has the connotation of Yishai, Nezim Atmo Kishirai, only if the person is humble. There are tzaddikim who are humble, tzaddikim who are less humble. So the first of all the promises of the book will only be mashu shkinosoi, those tzaddikim who are humble. And then the Gemara concludes, mashka reilu meilu, have you know to determine who is going to be better to the higher level of tzaddikim, who is the lower level? So the first it says, it depends how much gashmias of adam azel are into. And it says, if they're into eating and drinking, this is a food of the shoes, this is a different story. This is a sort of mitzvah. The person is very much into eating and drinking and having the chayim all the time, shifting the horn, but he's not going to attain this level of the tzaddik who's going to have the shechina is going to be the yator of the Lord. But if he's in the mind, a little bit in tzaddik, we're in the mazer, so then he'll stand the chance to be in the zecha to this hatzorah that the Lord is shining. It will just conclude that the list writes on the list that I think everyone has that page. Tanav Abanam, the very conclusion of Perek Chelek. Roshav Baloilam, when the Roshav is more Charon, Charon Baloilam, the Baruch Shalom is upset, he's very angry. Shemember, the boy Roshav Bo Gambul, he didn't call him Chetah. Roshav Abed Madalam, when the Roshav died, Tavav Baloilam, it's a blessing for the world. Shemember, but what is showing you? It's an occasion to tell it. Tzadik Nishtem and Oilam, when Tzadik died, Rabba Lord, terrible. You don't have the hashkot in the sun. Shalem, Hasad, Gaba, Dehi, Samale. Hashikhesh, and that's Gaba, and Dehi, Dehi, Dehi. Now, Ro, and that's about Sari, it's a terrible thing. But Sari, the Bolo, and Sari, the poor, and Sari, moving into the community. The Tavu, Bolo, and Shalem, and Zayn, Achmen, and Maaseh, and the East, and your day. Hadron, Allah, Terei, Kol, Yisol, Yesh, and Mechelet, and Sweet, Allah, and Maaseh, and Sanhez, and Hamalach, Maaseh, and Sanhez, and Hadron, Allah, Daita Allah Masechet Sanhedrin, Daita Halon, Lo Yisnashim Enoch Masechet Sanhedrin, Lo Yisnashim Enoch, Lo Yalma Hadim, Lo Yalma De Otsi. Yivatim Olfanecho, Adonai Elohein, Lo Lehel Nesir, Shitehei Terot, Kuru, Masein, Goyim, Masein, Eri Mono, Lo Eri Mago, Hamin Makot, Elomi Bakot, Elachim Bakot, Achoy Bakot, Ahumori Bakot, Elachim Bakot, Elochim Bakot, Shukha Bakot, Adar Bakot, Dor Bakot, Adonai Elohein, Lo Yisir, Terot, Kuru, The field, Uncle Ace, so the media, the one of our document, the third terrain, the story, Uncle Ace, the world, the one of the river, the one of the circle, the only by the Hasmane is the circle to the only who can even be something with the circle, the man, Lori Bosch. The other one by Eshka, the circle to go to the sun, for Uka, to our Mary Van Dane, the circle, Amen, 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 Samuel, the Lord, the man, the Sanaka, the Lord, the Hain, the Lord, the Hain, שסם תחכם ביושב בית המדרש, וסם תחכם ביושב פרוש. אונו משכים ולהם משכים. אונו משכים ולפי בפר להם משכים ובדבור עם תלו. אונו אמרו להם אמרו. אונו אמרו ובקב נמצא. להם אמרו להם ובקב נמצא. אונו רוצים להם רוצים. אונו רוצים לחי ואולו מבוא להם רוצים לבאר שחר שלהם. אתה תור להיט על ידם לבאר שחר. אנשי דומה נמיום ולייך תימם אני תת תחתו. אילו תום אופנך לדמי אלוהי, כשם שעזרתונו לסיים מסכת סנהדרין, כן, תרגם ומעצום לסכת סיפור עם החרם, ולסיימן ללמוד ולמאמד, לשמוע ולעשו כבקד מקודים את סמוס הרצר במידה הזאת, וזכו את כל התנועים והאמורים, תמיד החכמים, גם לדמונו ולדרנו, ולתום משתר נתינו מפי דרנו ודרת דרנו עד אלון. ותתקיים בנו ותתהלך לכל שם כאורית כל בשוף תוכל תשמור לך ועד תסור את תתקיפה ודימיר יהיו בימיך ולעשי כל מוכל שנת חיים ערך יום לדימים ותתמר לא יש את הכבוד ענה יום את מעמור ניתן ענה יברך את עמור השלום גדל יתקדש נעילת בולוי עמוד רוסי להתחזות ולחוי ומצאי נעיצאי ולעסוק לך יומו ובדין נקרת בישולי ובשקלו היכו לדידבו ונקה פרוחו לנוכו ומיירו לעסוק בפרוחו לדשמי ולייסרי גם לתקושי וליקו במלכותי ומפרי חייכו ובימיכו ובחיי וחובי ישראל ואז עולו ובזמן תורי גירו אמר יש מרדון וברך ולעולם ומיומי עומיות יפרד ויסבב ויסבב ויסמם ויסעצי יתהדון ויסלם ויסלו שני שקושות ויגו יאילו המצוא ויחסו ושירותו ושבחסו ונחמסו יאנו יום יומו ימרו אמן אז ישראל ועליו עולם לא תמידי הום לא כל תמידי תמידי הום הכל מניות כי ביורי ראיסו ויעשו עדיין ובכל עצר ויעשר יאילו הום ולכון שלום הרב וכי נורכים זוירת ומחאי נעלית ומזרני וזיתה יאי תבישו קודם נפל מעבור מלשמיון ימרו אמר וישמו ברבו מלשמיון וחיים עולינו ועל כל ישראל ימרו אמר ותה שלום למרימות ותה שלום עולינו ועל כל ישראל ימרו אמר
There were a lot of technical things that had to be done in the beginning, little did we know. And the Rav remembers the first night in Bet Torah, we were standing in this huge room, and in typical Schefter style, the Rav said, what are we in this big room for? We were really supposed to be in a smaller room. Anyway, after advertising, people who were there for the first year might remember, we had over 400 people who came to the first year, because they thought it was a shmooze. Mendy Kramer has been with us since day one, and he deserves a big hakar tov from the whole kahuna. Every piece of mail that you get, the programs that you see, the letters that you see, the invitations that he printed last week, everything comes out of Mendy's office from his hand. And he gives tremendous sincere efforts this year, and a big yashkar, really tremendous. We're delighted to have one of the greatest Marbita Torah in Brooklyn, Adriel Crumbine, as part of our Kabul. For those who know Adriel takes and disseminates who knows how many hundreds or thousands of tapes every year from different shiurim that are given throughout, not only Kleffer, but I guess the whole metropolitan area. And we deserve to give, he deserves, a big hakara tov for the good nature and the way he does it. Heinrich Fuhrer was also one of the four people who was instrumental in starting this year. Chaim always is here to add a touch of class to everything that we do. He's always there to help make decisions, to announce, and we appreciate and write articles, and we appreciate everything that he has done for this year in the last 9 years. Yes, Chaim. The Gemara that we learned from, the Gemara Sanhedrin, and now Baruch Hashem, the Gemara Avodah Zarah, were donated to this year by Larry Bernstein, and for that he deserves a Baruch Hashem. Ari Hirsch, who's a member of our Chabura, is the publisher, along with his father Alan, of The Views. Since he joined our Chabura, he has taken every flyer and every announcement that we had to make, and he has always given his prominent display in The Views, and always been proactive. In other words, if he saw something that we were doing, he said, send me a copy, I want it. And I have to tell you, The Views is an incredible, incredible advertising vehicle, and we thank Ari for that. Usher Klein is always there every week to either set up or break down, and I can always depend on him to be there and help out. We appreciate everything that he does as well. A plug for the Orthodox Union. Every flyer that you ever see coming out of the Shia, no matter what the, and usually I do it like at the 11th hour when they have 14 other things that are on the table, but I have a little poll with my brother Moshe Krupka, Rabbi Moshe Krupka, and I really, the Farhetia, want to thank them because they were instrumental in helping start the Shia and very much involved in every part of advertising this Shia. So a big Yashar Koach to them as well. For tonight's year, I'd like to thank Rabbi Sidney Berman, who sponsored the pastry for tonight, the dessert for tonight's year. Baruch David Schreiber, who sponsored the music for tonight's year. And last but not least, we really, as a Chabura, we really owe a great Hakaras HaTov to this shul, my shul. It was until I moved. The Young Israel of Midwood. With leadership by Rabbi Eli Bar Shulman and Dave Stern, the president of the Young Israel. This Young Israel has really been in the forefront of presenting many, many shiurim here and sponsoring shiurim. And they really deserve, when we moved here, and I really would be remiss if I didn't thank Congregation Beth Torah, who hosted this year for the first few years, and Kingsway Jewish Center. But when we moved here to Young Israel, this year really took on a beautiful elegance, I must say. Besides the room, the Young Israel really sponsors every week, making sure that we have hot water and tea and cookies and so on. And I want to give them a very, very big Yashar Koach for everything that they do for this year. And finally, last but not least, the person who made all of the food arrangements, all the catering arrangements, and is always part of the team that gets everything done in the Young Israel of Midwood, is someone by the name of Bernie Perlowitz. And Bernie, of course, is standing on the side, but I want to give Bernie a big Yashar Koach for arranging everything as far as food and catering and everything else. One last word. We are zoyeh to hear shiurim from one of the great Gedolei Hadar. But I thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, one of the side benefits that my family has had since I was part of starting this year, is really getting to know a tzaddik in every way. We're very lucky that we're able to not only hear shiurim from a gadol b'Torah, but a gadol b'midos, gadol b'ahavas Torah, ahavas Yisrael, and ahavas Eretz Yisrael. And I want to personally, in behalf of the Chabura, thank the Rav for everything that he's done for us personally and for the Chabura in general. This really is one of the most prestigious Chaburas, I think, in New York, probably the biggest Gemara Shiur in New York. Thank you for everything. Now I give the floor to Chaim Fuhrer.
Looks like Benji didn't leave me anything to say. Unfortunately, he left out one thank you, and that is to the mastermind of this year, the one individual, and of course, he neglected to mention, is he himself, Ben Zion Krupka, who founded and saw through every detail of every shiur that we've had since its inception almost 9 years ago. We are running a little bit late from our originally planned schedule, so I'll try to make the introduction of you and everything else as we've left up our speakers. In this week's parsha, in last week's parsha, we learned about the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the pasuk tells us, "Hashem cholech l'tnehem yaimon ba'amud onon l'anchois ha'madera, v'layla ba'amud eish v'hoyer v'hem v'let es yaimon v'layla." The Yadnayim L'Tayra by Rambam Zaruskin explains that there are two qualities that are necessary in every leader. At times, there's Mechina of Yaimon. It's light, it's bright, things look good. And there's a danger by Yishma Yishur and by Yivak. People become lax in their observance. And the manig has to be there, ba'amud anan. He has to darken things a little bit. He has to show that l'anchois ha'madera, to teach them the correct way. And there are other times when things are indeed dark, and people are depressed, and people are upset. And then the manig has to be there, ba'amud eish l'hoyer l'hem, to brighten it for them, to make things look better. And if I might add, Ba'amud Eish L'Hoyer L'Hem, to show them the Moir Shavah, to teach. The young Israel of Midwood is extremely fortunate to have a Rav who's both a leader and an inspiration. And I would like to now call on Rav Shulman to say a few words on behalf of the congregation.
First of all, I want to wish the Mazel Tov to Rav Schefter and to the entire very Chosheva Olam on the occasion of the Siyum. We here at the Shul are very proud to be the venue, the Atzanya, that brings together Hazoyim Rav Schefter and the Brooklyn Olam. I want to share with you a short word I expressed on a previous occasion at a Siyum here in the Shul, but for the most part this is a different Olam, and therefore perhaps it would not be out of place to recycle the word, especially since, as you'll see, it's a word about recycling. It's been observed, I heard it in the name of the Zohar Goyim, I don't know if the attribution is correct, that the word Siyum has a special quality. The letters of the word Siyum have a quality that's unique among the letters of the alphabet. The quality is this: if you take the word Siyum, the letters Kamos, Yud, Vav, and Mem, so take, for example, the letter Kamos, you write that out, Kamos, Mem, Kof. Kamos, of course, is 60, Mem and Kof also add up to 60. And Yud, you write it out, Yud, Vav, Dalet. Yud is 10. Vav, Dalet also add up to 10. And Vav is Vav, Vav, so of course Vav equals Vav. And Mem is Mem, and Mem equals Mem. These are the only four letters in the alphabet that has this quality, the gematria of the first letter, and these four letters that make up the word tzium, the only letters that have that quality, that the gematria of the first letter is equal to the gematria of the remaining letters. The question is, what does that signify? So I heard a different nusach, what it signifies, but it seems to me that the explanation is this. What's happening over here is that you begin with a certain value, each letter, and then as you make your way through the remainder of the letter, you come back to the same starting point. You begin in Tamach of 60, and then as you make your way through Memchot, you come back to 60. You begin Yud with 10, and then as you make your way through Vav Dalet, you come back to 10, and so on. There's a special word for that kind of pattern where you come back, as you progress through a series, you come back to the beginning. I don't know if you have any mathematicians here or people in computer science. It's called a recursion. That's a pattern that has a mathematical series and it cycles back to the beginning. It's recycling over and over again. I said it's about recycling. You have in computers sometimes, in a computer program, where the end of the program brings you back to the beginning and so it cycles over and over again. That's called a recursion. You have that in music as well. There are certain musical pieces, Bach, many of Bach's pieces are this way, where instead of the piece coming to a conclusion, it comes back to the point of beginning. I could illustrate that with a composition by Bach, but I can't sing Bach. But I'll give you a more simple example. When I was a little boy, there was a song that they used to sing. This is the song that never ends. It just goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they'll just keep on singing it forever, just because it is the song that never ends, and so on, over and over again. That's a recursion. Learning is also a recursion, and a tzium in particular is a recursion. Because the significance of a tzium, of finishing a mesefta, is not that we graduate from the mesefta. The significance of finishing the mesefta is that now we're a little bit more capable and a little bit more able to go back to the beginning of the mesefta and learn it again and learn it a little bit more deeply and a little bit more understanding. And that's why whenever we make a tzium, we finish the mesefta with the word hadvanalok. We're going to go back to the beginning. That's what a tzium is all about. It's also a recursion. And therefore, no accident that the letters that make up the word tzium have this quality that they're a recursion. You come to the end, and where do you find yourself? You find yourself back at the beginning. Back at the tzimtzum, back at the yud, back at the vav, back at the mem, back at the beginning of the mesefta, back at the beginning of the prayer. Prayer, of course, is also a song. But it says, Tipnu lachem et hashira hanois. And after that refers to the shira of prayer. The Torah is also a song that we began singing a long time ago, so to go on singing it forever, because that's our song. And I want to again wish Shester and the Ilum a mazel tov for having finished the Mesefta, for being able to go back to the beginning of the Mesefta, to go on to other Mesefta, Luma, Lulame, Lahagul Peru, Ladio.
Our next speaker probably doesn't remember this, but a little over 40 years ago, I attended a bar mitzvah of a cousin of mine, and the guest speaker was Rabbi Schwartz, who was his principal. I myself was not much over bar mitzvah, but after hearing him speak at that bar mitzvah, I remember thinking to myself how wonderful it would be if every student had a principal who was as dedicated, devoted, and caring as Rabbi Schwartz. Since that time, we've crossed paths a number of times, simchas, good places, and most recently, since Rabbi Schwartz has dignified our shir by becoming a regular. It gives me great pleasure to introduce the former principal of Kamenetz, Beres Emes, Rabbi Lai Schwartz.
I find it difficult to state the certain relevance. The relevance of Talmide Chachamim, the relevance of the Neitaira, but we are all gifted. We are all honored that we come here together to learn by our ancestors. There are four elements that God created in the world. Four elements. From this, the entire world was his pattern. So we have Aish and Mayim, Ophar and Abir, Abir, and atmosphere. In Havel we say, Ahok Pi Hatur Agam Mayim. And I've always felt that this refers to the machlokes between the star of Ophar with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that Ophar should turn into Mayim. When the evening in Kukas you have the parsha where the Klal Yisrael came to a place where there was no water to drink. And the Eretz said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go deep to the rock. Why? Because there was a debate between the Sada of Ophar and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want you to turn into water. And the Sada said, no, he says, I'm appointed as the Sada of Ophar. I can't change whatever God created me for. Had God spoken to Moshe Rabbeinu that he should speak to the rock would have immediately turned into water. Because I could have spoken from the Daber and he felt you don't know, so Moshe Rabbeinu, he felt you don't know, so Sadiqim. So if Moshe Rabbeinu had said to the rock, turn into water, it would have been like Hashem is telling him to. But because he didn't follow the directions of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and God said, speak to the rock, and he, because of what was going on at that time, struck the rock. So one of the Mephoshim says when he struck the rock a second time, from the night of Odo, so Moshe Rabbeinu, the rock gave forth wood. That's the chazal of the rock of the turning into water. If you change this chazal into learning, into chinuch, we're all in chinuch. Many of you are rabbis, are Russian yeshivas, and everybody is working in chinuch, and you're dealing with Talmidim. What if you have a Talmud that has a head like a rock, and the rabbi wants to turn that halotzi hatur agamayim? He wants to turn the rock head into water, and mayim alakayim. So how does he become successful in bringing out that he should become a Ben Tater? Hopefully Hatsur. If you change the word Hatsur and read it backwards, instead of Hatsur, backwards it's wrote there. So the Rebbe has to go and prepare a class where not he's teaching them to learn. He's teaching them to want to learn. That the Talmidim should be so sad they would want to learn, then you could change your rock head into water. And that's what we're all trying to do. were very fortunate. By Yisma Yisrael, this week's parsha, the Rashi asks, Mashmua Shoma Obo. So the first pasuk says that Yisrael heard, Eskola Sharota Akodes Baruch Hu. So the God cry Yisrael. So what does Rashi add? Mashmua Shoma Obo. Why does Rashi pinpoint only two of the Nisim and Flores? Kriyat Yamsa and Lochana Samore. So Rashi was trying to pinpoint. Why did Yisrael come? Because Yisrael saw that the Bnei Yisrael are different than any other nation in the world. How do the nations win a war? They win a war if they have the atom bomb, if they have the airplane, and the people win a war. He saw that by Melchanas Amalek, not the people won the war. He gave Moshe to raise them, they were heavy, so they supported him. When they raised their hands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they won. Then they won. Then they were able to go over Amalek. So Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to tell us in this Rashi, by Yisma Yisrael, the Yisrael heard that Klal Yisrael is different than any other nation. There were so many B'nai Torah here. Recognizing B'nai Torah. You can see this is a different olam than anybody that comes to a shir of a Balabas, of a Rebbe. Why did we all come here? Because we heard that Rabbi Schechter is the Lamala Menatema. His shiurim are different. They take in, you start in one line in the Gemara, a couple of words in the Gemara. Before you know it, you're learning 10 different Gemaras at the same time. That's Rabbi Schechter. That's why we're coming here. He came here tonight to give him a tremendous Yayasha Tafakam. We want to recognize his greatness. I feel uplifted every time I come to the shir. I'm working in Sanhedrin, and suddenly I'm flying into 10 different receptors, and they all come together for the Shant of the Gemara. This is his Kayak. David's his own invention. With Kayak, with Yazun, he should continue teaching us that way because that's the way we're coming here. And that's what we should be. By Yisma Yisro, Mashimua, Shoma, Ubor. That's the main word, Ubor. Many people have heard of the Shir of Rabbi Schechter. You have heard about the Shir, and you all come. You come to learn. You came to enjoy the field. There are a lot of other people that hear about this year, but they're not here. Much more drama, but he heard. Before, he said, I have to go to be with these people. I have to go and be with Bnei Israel. Because they're different than any other nation in the world. So all of us who are fortunate to be the members of our chef this year, remember, we are different because our Rebbe is different. There's nobody that gets a shir like he does. There's nobody that climbs through God's shot while we're learning Sanhedrin. God should give him the kayak to keep on teaching us. We should have the kayak to keep on coming. We should all become bigger Talmidei Chachamim, greater Yirei Shemayim, and Balei Midos, and be a cover to God's Klal Yisrael.
My
last assignment for this evening is actually the scariest for me. How can I introduce our Rebbe? It's scary because A, he needs no introduction. And B, we've already heard about his greatness. We heard from Benzion, we heard from Rabbi Schwartz. How do I capture that greatness? I feel as though anything that I say, and so I just want to share with you a short part that I happened to see this week. Gemara in Saita on this week's parasha says, Amar Rav Yose, La'olam yilmad adam b'da'as kainai, sh'arei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'niyat kol harim u'dvois, v'nishresh v'nasai al har Sinai. The Baruch Shalom forsook all hills and mountains and was mashre Shechina on Har Sinai, because Har Sinai displayed humility. As Rashi says, La'olam yilmad le'ahoy es hanamichus, to love lowliness, or if you will, humility. Correct the cut to Rebbe. If the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted this goal, to get people to be humble, then why wasn't he Mashra Shkinasai on a plain or in a valley? Why choose a high altogether, albeit a low one? And the Kutzker Rebbe says that it's no chokma for a shuttle to be an honor. But when a har is an honor, that's a madrega. We realize that we are in the presence of one of the greatest harim alive today, one of the Bele Adar, as Benzion mentioned earlier. And this is something that anybody who's ever attended any of this shiurim knows and understands. But those of us who have been fortunate enough to get to know him on a more personal level have seen the other side. That may have left it. The Mugur of the Mabriyas. The Anibus. And so without belaboring the point, I'd like to now call on Marina Barabenu, for going about the Kurdishai to this address the other point.
Thank you very much. First, I'd like to thank everybody for participating in the last 2 years in all of the learning. Of course, I'm Hezden, and then Hezden, and Hafu Nasa. If we're not doing this year, it's a Hafur. We all learn together with Hadusa. Everybody gives suggestions, and we work it out together. I saw a very beautiful comment on the topic that today said, which is really relevant to all of us with respect for learning. The Torah describes the Maimon Har Sinai. Before Maimon Har Sinai, so it describes that there was Kedush HaBrachos. There was thunder, and there was lightning. And then after the description of Maimon Har Sinai is all over, after the Matan Torah, then it describes the Kedush HaLapidim. Thunder and torches. But the Zohar comments on the Shiva. How come that originally it described as Brachos and lightning, and all of a sudden it became Lapidim and became torches? So the Zohar gives that the Samashal, the Mahadal Zayna, I was just in a spell a few weeks ago. And Rabbi Ganak recommended that I should buy a safer about salvation celebrations that come about in one day of the way from Christmas. It's the first time I really looked in the safer with this week, and then I had a chance to look at it. It's interesting comment based on the Zohar. The Zohar gives a mushroom on the Zayna. A person is traveling, and he got lost in the forest, and it became nighttime, and he doesn't know which way to get out of the forest. And all of a sudden, it starts lightning in the middle of the night. So if he's just going to be fascinated by the lightning and staring at it in the heavens above, it's not going to help him to get out of the forest. But if, when the lightning occurs, he starts looking around on the ground to regain his hearing in order to see which is north, which is south, in which direction it is, and he remembers vaguely where he came from, so he'll be able to see where he came from, where he wants to go, but then this lightning will be able to help him peek out of the forest, even in the middle of the night, and know what the general direction to go. And the Zohar seems to be interpreting the cooking along those lines. A person learns a Pasuk in Chumash, the Pasuk is like a bolt of lightning. He can be inspired by the bolt of lightning and leave it at that. But if you really want to, you can take that bolt of lightning, if you pay good attention, if you pay attention, you can use that bolt of lightning to serve as an illumination that it should become later on a lucky. It should become a torch to illuminate everything for us. The more in Draco comments on the part of the music for the Torah or the performing music the learning Torah that gives illumination. What do we need illumination for? The comment on the part of the Bachanashi, Toshit Kosha, Dini, Boyle, Zeho, Elma, Zeho, 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 it's hard to tell what the mitzvah, what the nevera is. These people think they're doing the Kiddush Hashem. These other people think that it's a carnal thing. These people think that Zionism is the biggest avir. These people think it's the biggest mitzvah in the world. So many different things. Such a chibuki day is when I cut all the cuts from the right to the left. I'm doing the biggest mitzvah, doing the biggest avir. Which is it? But that's what the Silo Kishan said, that's what the Chazal commented on the part. It's Tashit, Tashit, and Lord. How does one get illumination in order to have clarification to know what's right? So we pray Tashit, Tashit, the Hoyer, and the Torah itself, and the Torah gives illumination. The Torah gives illumination. The learning Torah gives illumination. And the Chazal commented on the part is near Mitzvah of the Torah, or that observance of a Mitzvah, and the performance of a Mitzvah, that's like a little candle. Near Mitzvah. Like an air, like a mistalah. In this salah, they have 3-4 hours, and that's it. And if you have a big room that's dark and you hold the candle in the middle, it'll only give illumination to illuminate areas. It's not going to illuminate the whole room. But learning Torah, that's like a torch. Torah or a torch illuminates for a much longer period. The torch is going to go out. Torch is also going to go out and out. But the torch will last for longer than the candle. And the torch will give illumination to a larger area. So then, this is the Gemara inside of the Medish and Rebbe. The Medish is bothered with the Kasher. There's another passage that says, in Tillis, Yer Leragli Zivarecha, Va Orden Tivar. Zivarecha, Zivri Hashem, Dvar Hashem, Zivri Tayyip. The Hashimuk Tir, here the passage describes Zivarecha, burning Tayyip, it's like a candle. The other passage says, Tayyip, Tayyip, like a torch. So the Medish answers very cautious, the Alkut Shemani on Tillim answers on the Kasha. It's very cautious. A person comes into the Beit Medish the first day, he learns one Mishnah. The Tanashan Kalat Arakula says, he already knows the Jewish opinion about the Solomon and about the birth control and that. He knows Kalat Arakula. He knows Mahad, he knows terrorism, he knows everything. No, a person starts to learn, but the learning is also just like a kingdom. The other rabbi is a rabbi. The first thing is interesting because we need the learning. So when we start to learn a little bit, so the Medrash uses an expression, this opens up a gate, opens up the shop. And that gate opens up the way to another gate. And that gate opens up the way to another gate. Until the Medrash uses an expression called Ashur in this topic. So all the gates open up. If the person is interested, he's going further, 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 deeper in. So each gate will open up to another gate, open up to another gate. Until ultimately, indeed, it starts up there, and God means the Baratha, learning to what he did, there's a there, it's a new temple, but ultimately it will turn out to be all the Muslim roads. This is what the Zohar is saying, such a similar idea. Matan Torah, even a Torah, starts off as a Baruch. You have a bolt of lightning, very brief, and you can be fascinated by the dazzle of the bolt of lightning, and that's it. And you come and go, and it won't illuminate the rest of your life. It'll just be fascinating insight for the moment, and it'll disappear after a while. But if the person has his head screwed on straight, and is interested in using this bolt of lightning in the middle of the light, in the middle of the night, and the whole Olam Hazeh, the Olam Halayla, because of the Chesh, the Olam Hazeh, if the person wants to use that bolt of lightning to illuminate all of his living, and then it'll convert into a latin. But that's why the number has to begin. It says they were colors of broken, they were bolts of lightning. And the people paid attention to these bolts of lightning and gave them their bearing. And they understood how it illuminates their life. So after the number has to go all over, it's described as colors of latin. The broken can be converted into latin. It can become torches. It gives tremendous illumination for all the things that come. Why give a great Rashikar to all of the participants for all the year? Many people participated in the various resistance. And as I said, said, it's not, not when you're sheer, it's when you're a bit kaburk, and you all work out in the market together. And the model cup, you change that to the dress of the dress, and you try not to be shed, and the dress is about any more than the market. And it should serve, not just as a product, not just a bolt of light, and then all guys will God will see it, it should start to serve as Latina, it should enlighten all of our lives. That's the question. At this point, I'd just like to welcome all the new people we see here, all the new faces. We thank everybody for coming. Those who are regular members of our Kabura and would like to participate in the sponsorship of tonight's Suda team can sing a real after this year. Thank you.
We will start from Daf Chav Tes Amud Bey, which is Chav Tes Amud Bey is more relevant halacha lemaisa than the earlier part. And Daf Chav Tes Amud Bey, the Mishnah lists off all of those things that if you purchase from the Nachri, it's also b'hamo. And then the Mishnah Lamtei on the day continues the theme. The following food is purchased from a Nachri, Arasa Bachila Mutabhanu. The name of the Sakhov Tes on the day. Elu Zivorim, Shom Obdi Kachovim, Asurim, the Isurim Isa Hanu. The following item is purchased from a Nachri, Arasa Bahanu. Hayayim. If you purchase Yayim from a Nachri, it's Asa Bahanu. Or the hachomer shalav dekuchavim. If you purchase vinegar, there are different kinds of vinegar. Vinegar can be made from grain. Vinegar can be made from kidney. There's different kinds of vinegar. The normal vinegar is chomer shalav dekuchavim shayim mitchilasa yain. Started off as wine, and then it fermented and it turned into vinegar. So just like the wine is asa b'hanah, so the vinegar is asa b'hanah as well. So maybe we'll start the Gemara right after the Mishnah. So long Mishnah gives you a list of various things that are asa b'hanah. Each one is a little different. And that's called Tes on the base. So the Gemara comments on the Mishnah, Yayin min olam. How do you know, how does the Tana in the Mishnah know that Yayin shal nachri is asa b'hanah? So Tesis right away is bothered with Akasha. The first Tesis on the top of Chav Tes on the days is bothered with Akasha. So Doha Gemara Vaita Alam and Vav on the days. But the Gemara says there is a prohibition of Mistuei Tarudis. A Yisrael is not permitted to bury a Nochris, and a Yisraelis is not permitted to bury a Nochris. In Shulchan Aruch, when we learned Sanhedrin, we discussed in the study of the Hoy Vayavar, there's a difference. If the Yisrael marries an Nachri, that's considered really our right, and that's the Hoy Vayavar. If it's Farker, the Yisraeli marries an Nachri, that's not considered. It's an Avera Chamura, it's like Chil Shabbos, but it's not the same, it's not called the Hoy Vayavar. The difference being that if the Yisrael marries an Nachri, if they'll have any children, so all the children will be nothing. That means that that's the end of the line. Yisrael marries an Nachri, he's not going to be able to perpetuate the Kedushas Yisrael to the next generation. He also has been called the Pasuk that if Yisrael marries an Nachri, so the children are Nigrar after the month. As opposed to Fakert, if Yisraelis marries an Akum, so all the children will be Yisraelis. So that's not considered as serious. Yisrael marries an Nachri is considered as if he becomes a Mechutin for the Avodah Zarah. He bought Basel Necha, as if he marries the daughter of the Avodah Zarah, marries the daughter of the Geshe. So this is considered an Issa Chomer. Benesayim means Nisui Tarubis. Either direction, whether Yisrael marries a Nochri, or the Yisraelis marries a Nochri, one is way more Chomer than the other, but bottom line, they're both prohibited. So the Gemara says, because of Benesayim, this is what prompted the Chachamim, this is on the top of the Omer. And Lamed Vav, on the base, on the fourth line from the top, third line from the top. Okay. Third line from the top. The Gemara says Gufa, they call him a member. Omar Bali. Bali is the name of one of the Amoraim. Omar Adimi Noto. Yishmei de Rav. One Amor is said in the name of another Amor. Finally, says in the name of Rav. Rosh said, you go, that there's a prohibition of patakum. You're not permitted to eat bread that was baked by nothing. Shemen akum. You don't have to learn the Mishnah. Shemen akum is forbidden. Shemen that was manufactured by nothing. Yein akum. Wine that was manufactured by nothing is all forbidden because of the Nisayim. And the Gemara says, this is all Midirabbanan. Patakum is Midirabbanan. Shemen akum is Midirabbanan. Sam Yenam, Yein Akum is also Midirabbanan. And it sounds like the way he presented the Nisayim. The whole Easter of Nisui Taruv is Chasnas is only Midirabbanan. The whole Easter is only Midirabbanan. Mark's going to have a whole dissertation on it. What do you mean? You heard about Yahweh, how can it be only Midirabbanan? So the Gemara says, sometimes it's Minatur, sometimes it's Midirabbanan. So the Gemara says, these four prohibitions, Patakum, Shemen Akum, Yein Akum, and Nisui Taruv is all part of the Yudchez Dovahim. All part of the Mishnah in the end of the first segment of Shabbat says that there was one day there were big disputes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. So after a long time, one day the Beis Shammai ran through Yudchez Zeir. So the Beis Hillel disagreed with the Shammai and Machna. So one day they, like in Congress sometimes, they look around and they see that the right people are out and some people are out and other people are there. So then they bring up an issue and they vote on it and it gets voted through. They ran through a certain issue. So here the Mishnah says in Masechta Shabbos that one day the Beis Shammai outvoted the Beis Hillel, and on that day they took a vote and they made Yudchez Zeiros, they made 18 Zeiros. They wanted all of these four prohibitions, Pasach, Mishem, and Ak, Misam, Yenim, and then they say, Nisui Talu, this is all Midirabbon. The Gemara says, what does it mean? So the Gemara goes weiter. It's all because of Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says a little weiter. Gozra, Pitno, Mishum, Shamna. They prohibited, well, a few lines later. They prohibited Pasachim because this can lead to Shemen Akum. So the Gemara says, what kind of a talking is that? What Shemen Akum is a Mohammedic Yisra. And Pasachim is because it can lead to Shemen Akum. Why is one Mohammed than the other? My own made the Shemen Pas. Why Shemen Akum, Mohammed, and Pas? Ella, no, that's a misprint. They shouldn't say that they made Xeris to prohibit Pasachim because one thing will lead to the other. No, what is the correct version is, Gazal Pito Zisham, they made one package there, they asked Pasachim and Shemen Akum because this can lead to Yishum Yenam. And what's Yein Akum? Yein Akum is itself as an Issa Derayt and Issa Derabban. Gemara says, no, about Yenam, Yishum Benetem. Because if he drinks Tam Yenam, this will lead to Nisui Tarubis, which is an Issa. And then, and what kind of an Issa is it? Is it an Issa Derayt and Issa Derabban? Gemara says, no, Yav Benetem, Yishum Dover Acher. We prohibit the Rabbanon, Nisui Tarubis, because that can lead to Avedis Kechob. Nisui Tarubis is only the Rabbanon, so the Gemara goes into the details. Sometimes it's an Issa Derayta, sometimes an Issa Derabbanon. So, it's a long Omid Gemara, we'll have to learn it when we get to it. The Tesis just quotes this line, the top Tesis on Chof Tesis, and they quote this one line from the Daf, that the Gemara says, Yein Akum is an Issa Derabbanon, and the reason the motivation for prohibiting Yein Akum is because it can lead to intermarriage, because it leads to B'nai Seyem. B'nai Seyem is sometimes an Issa Deraisa and sometimes an Issa Derabbanan. So look, we know why they prohibited it. That's what the Amoraim say. What motivated the Chachamim to prohibit Tam Yenam? Because it may possibly lead to Nisui Tarul. We had the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We were learning Chelik for quite a while. In Perek Chelik, the Gemara says that Bilam HaRoshi gave an Eitzah to Moyav. Elakem Shaleyulu, Tzaydezimahu. They get the Zaynas to be Mizana with the Yiddish above, and how will they get that? Because the Yidin like to wear nice dress and nice clothing. To have an altar, Nachris, sell, they should set up stores, and they should sell nice to cover the clothing. And when the Bachim will come and they want to buy clothing, they give them a price, and then have the good looking Zaynah inside, the young Nachris should be inside, and she'll give a competing price. She'll give a lower price. And then the Nachris outside will give make a debate with each other, and she'll give a lower price. And the Nachris inside will give even a lower price. So keep on going. So finally, the Bach will go inside to see who keeps on giving the lower price. Then they'll give him a drink of wine, and then the Gemara says, "Adayim lo nesa Tam Yenam." That was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu when Tam Yenam was Adayim lo nesa. So they'll drink the wine, and this will lead to Znus. One thing leads to another. So that's, I got it to there. It's the same as what it says over here, that Yayin, drinking, Sam Yenam, is a concern that it may lead to Nisui Tarubis. So Tosfos Frekta Kasha, what does the Gemara ask? Yayin mean all along, why did they prohibit Sam Yenam? The Gemara is going to The Gemara is going to give a whole different explanation over here. The Gemara says, Omer and Choptes on the base right after the Mishnah. What motivated the Tanoim to prohibit Sam Yenam? Omer Abba Baravu, Omakot, based on a Pasuk, describing Abba Dezora, Shechelu, Zvachem, Yechelu, Yishtu Yein Nesichon. You have on one Pasuk, two concepts are written one next to the other, that's called the Hekesh. And you have two Dinim written in the same Pasuk as the Hekesh. So if you bring korbanos to Avodah Zarah, that's also banor, that's called tikkudish. If you pour yayin netzach for Avodah Zarah, so we don't really know whether that's also banor. So the Gemara says, well, we have a hekesh. One is written next to the other. Shechelu b'zvachelu yachelu, they would give fat offerings on a mizbeach to Avodah Zarah, and that we know that's tikkudish Avodah Zarah. It's also banor. And then the next phrase in the pasuk says, yishtu yei nesichom, that the Avodah Zarah drinks the wine that they pour to it. So the hekesh, mazebach ha'otibano, just like the kruvin, the flesh or the chelet that you offer on the mizbeach for the Avodah Zarah becomes otibano, af yainami otibano, the yayin that's offered as nisuch will also become otibano. So the Gemara says, since yayin netzach is otibano, so we prohibit all sam yainam, the derabbanon, yayin netzach is otibano, that's if I know, b'yodua, shinis nasech, l'Avodah Zarah. Here I don't know. Nachri is telling me why. Why should I assume that he was Menasech Hitla Vedizar? From the Rabbana, they prohibited drinking all Yayin Shal Nachri because of the concern that maybe Yayin Netzach. Perhaps they were Menasech Hitla Vedizar. So Taisa says, that's a total contradiction. This Gemara says that they prohibited Sam Yainam because of the far-fetched Chashash. It's not a real 50-50 Sufik. If it would have been a 50-50 Sufik, it would say Sufik derived from a Chumrah. So it's not a real suffering. Gemara Maseches Chulin has a machlokes Tanoim. When a Nachri shechts the behemoth, do you have to be concerned? Maybe he shechted it l'Avodah Zarah. If he shechts l'Avodah Zarah, even if it's not in the presence of the Tesol, not in the presence of the Alil, it'll also become Osebano. Is it really such a suffering that every time a Shechitas Nachri is Osebano because of the suffering to Chulin? The one time in the Mishnah Chulin, the second paragraph of the opinion, Sam Achshev Esachim l'Avodah Zarah. Every nothing you have to be choshed. It's a suffix, maybe he really had intention of love and desire, and it's also about no. We don't accept that opinion. We don't pass the stomach, share the doctrine of love and desire, and then this doesn't prove. So we say that it's also about chila. Shchitas akum is nevela. Because a nochri is not a barzichas, if he shechs, it's not a good shchitas, so it's also about chila, but it's muta about no. So that's what the Tashis Rit points out over here. If you would have really adopted the opinion that Samach Shevasakim Avodah Zarah is really such a chashash, every Nachri, maybe he's so involved in Avodah Zarah, but never Shech to maybe he had a mind of shame Avodah Zarah, it's a real topic, maybe it's also Banoch. So every Yain that you get from a Nachri, maybe he was Menasach the Yain, it'll be a real topic there, right? But we don't accept that opinion of Kulin. It all holds Samach Shevasakim Avodah Zarah. So it's not the Sam Yain that a Nachri has, it's not the real topic. It's not even a 50-50 stuff in Begin with Menasechet. It's a far-fetched kasha. So that's why the Gemara says it's only Midir Abonim. They prohibited all of Sam Yena, Midir Abonim, because of the hashash, far-fetched hashash, that maybe he was Menasechet, Lavin Zor. So it's a kasha, but the Gemara later, Lamed Vav, is a totally different reason. Nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, because it may lead to Chasnut, Mishum B'Retzeyim. And one thing will lead to the other, like the story in Perek Chelik. And when he drank the Sam Yenom, it led to the next day.
If anybody's in the driveway, somebody has to get out, so please
move out.
Okay?
So Tosis is bothered with this kasha. So Tosis gives a very important answer. Tosis answers, Yeshloima, the Vada Yika, that's the top Tosis on Chop Tes on the day. Vada Yika, Akzer, the Sam Yenom, Shum, the next day. The real motivation to make the Zera de Rabban Tassus from Yenon is because it may lead to Chasna. Nihu, it's the whole reason for prohibiting from Yenon is only Mishum, then I say him, then it should be the same as Pasakum and Shemin Akum and Bishol Akum. Pasakum and Bishol Akum is only Osa Bachila, but it's not Osa Bano. The Sam Yenon should only be Osa Bishtiya, should be Muta Bano. But now the Gemara is asking, and this Mishnah says on Chav Tesson and Days, Eilu Zvam Shalom Bikal Masurim, Yisur Nisa Hano, that the Sam Yenam is also Bano, Man Ishtana, how come Sam Yenam is also Bano, and Pasakim Bishalakim is only also Bachila? So it must be that there's some additional concern over here by the Yayin, which doesn't exist by the Dishalachim and the Tassab. Right? The Gemara says, Yayin and Olam. And for the Gemara, because there is a din that Yayin Shin is Nasach Lava Dizore, is Takaot the Bahano. But there isn't a real Tzofik HaShofar. It's not a 50-50 Tzofik. It's way less than 50-50. But once they prohibited Sam Yayin because it can lead to Chasnus, so they decided to slap on an additional prohibition to Asur even Bahano because of the Fatech Chashash. And maybe they were really menachachit lavei dezor. That's our Tosfos explanation. This is very important. This explanation that Tosfos gives is very important. Because the Gemara has later that yayin mevushel. The din is that in the Beis HaMikdash, when you makriv the korban on the mizbeach, you have to be zorik the dam on the mizbeach, and you have to burn the chelev on the mizbeach, and then you have to pour wine, you have to be, you bring menachos minizkei. You have to bring yayin in conjunction with many of the karbonis, not all of them, but in conjunction with many of the karbonis, you pour yayin. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, the dam shadishloi, if you have a korban, and you cook the dam, you did kabbalah sadam and ikhisharis, and before you zerk the dam on the mizbech, you cook the dam, so the Gemara says it's possible to do the zika gami mizbech. If you zerk the dam, mavusho, then you're not going to the mitzvah, the korban is not kosher. That's in fact why there are more patterns in the other day. The dam shadishlo, if you have dam, that's also the shtia, and you cook it, so the whole prohibition of dam is only with the rabban. The machloik is in the Gemara Menachis, and it's a question how the mechaber patterns, but the dam shadishlo is the right of the rabban, but there are more patterns for sure. The Ashkenazim follow the Ramo, so the Ramo is clear. The dam shadishlo is only an issue of the rabban. But that is why it's only with the rabban, because in the pasuk in Vayikra and Tzav, it says that you're not permitted to drink dam because the tachlis of the dam is to be zorik on the mizbeach. In korbanos, that the dam shedishloi is not kosher for zrika on the mizbeach. So the dam shedishloi is ain't over all of it. Lalavi anisa de rabban. Same is true regarding the chelev. The Gemara says in Zvachim that when you burn a halav on the mizbeach, has to be reyach nichoyach. So the Gemara says pratla mevushel. If you cook the chelev before you burn it on the mizbeach, then you're not going to the mitzvah of haktar. You don't gain anything by burning it on the mizbeach. The bushel, I always devote them to burn it on the mizbeach. You know, came on this one. The same is true regarding the yayin. The nisach hayayin has to be yayin built in the bushel. If you're going to pour wine in the bushel, so nisach hayayin, so the din is that you're not yet to the mizbeach. So the Gemara makes an assumption here that just like by Yosin the Beis HaMikdash, yayin the bushel is considered garua. Yayin the bushel is considered inferior wine. In fact, Rashi's opinion is, Rashi Shita Tosis in the last parak in Sochem, and Avid Sochem Tosis quotes Rashi Shita that if you have Yai Mavushal the Bracha Shahakos, because it's considered Nishtane Ligriyusa. It's considered Nishtane, and it's inferior. For Harai that it's inferior, it's not kosher the Nisoch Agabi Hamizbeh. Tosis disagrees with Rashi Lipatsaman. Tosis that Yai Mavushal is also Barkri Abob. There's a discussion, Migdalim had a discussion in Europe before the Second World War. They started having carbonated wine. They introduced carbonated wine. So one of the Gedolim had a nine call that carbonated wine should be ishtani migriyusa and it should be shahakal. So the other said, what's that? This? Why is it migriyusa? They charge more money. It's ishtani migriyusa. And why is it ishtani? Such a major change. Carbonate is such a major change. So they didn't accept that opinion that sparkling grapes and sparkling wine should be shakled in the dvar. The hesitation is just like we don't accept Rashi Shita that Yai Mavushal is called the Shtan Lagriyusa, even though it is Ligareya. Yai Mavushal is considered slightly inferior, but the carbonated wine is also not, we don't accept that that suggestion. Because of love, it talks to them. That's another discussion. Which what the equation is? The Gemara says, right? The Gemara says that you can only recite Kiddush as such wine that's royal and nata chaganim zechem. One baba batzah. So that's the shadow. What does that come to exclude? So that's the machlokes on the Gemara. But the Yai Mavushal is possible for Kiddush. The Rambam and the Goyim hold that Yai Mavushal is possible. We don't pass on that. The fact that the Yai Mavushal is kosher for Kiddush only comes if it's really garua. If it's very garua, Yai Shehela Kmochem, if it has particles floating on top, really spoiled. But then the halacha is that it's not good for Kiddush. Just like it's not good for Nisach HaGabi HaMizbeach, it's not good for Kiddush. Yai Mavushal, despite the fact that it's possible for Gabi HaMizbeach, so we in Shulchan Aruch, we don't accept that Shitas HaGayim HaRam. We pass on the Yai Mavushal is kosher for Kiddush. Only Yayin Shehalik Machem is no good. Here, the Gemara makes an assumption like this, and just like Bayat, we're not permitted to use Yayin Marushal, the Nasech Agabi HaMizbeach, so too by the Nochrin, by the Yumas Oilim, and still be Menasech Yayin of the Zorah. They'll also only do Minam Rufchot. They're not going to use Yayin Marushal to be Menasech of the Zorah. So let's say if Yisrael has Yayin Marushal manufactured by Yisraelim, and Enochri is going to handle the Yayin. So is there a concern of Chashash Yisuch? Maybe the Enochri was Menasech the Yayin. No, this is inferior wine. He would never use it to be Menasech of the Zorah. Just like Bayat, he would never use Yayin Marushal to be Menasech and Beit HaMikdash. The Halacha declares that it's possible. So by the Yom HaSorim also, they would never use Yayin Marushal to be Menasech of the Zorah. So therefore, the Gemara says, if the Nochri handles Yayin Mevushal that belongs to Yisrael, so then there's no chashash of Nisan. But what happens if the Nochri manufactures the Yayin Mevushal? The Nochri manufactures Welch's grape juice. You're going to say, there's no Yisra? No, there's a chashash Nisan that I say. Whenever the Nochri manufactures, even though the wine was never handled by the Nochri until after it's Mevushal, if the Nochri handled the Yayin before it became Mevushal, so you have the chashash Nisan again. Let's say they manufacture Welch's grape juice in such a system, such a fashion, that it's in a container, and it's done by machine, and we know, there is a Magiach watching, let's say, we know that the Nochri doesn't get a chance to handle a Yayin until after the whole Bishul occurs. So there's no Chashash of Mitzvah, so they're not going to be the Nasach Yayin Mavushim. You're going to say that then it's Mutzah. So the Rashash points out, on this Gemara, on Chav Tess and Adesh, has a long shtickle, it's the same as the later parts we quoted. So he says, no, then you have the Yisra Mishum that I say. There were two different reasons to answer. The basic Yisra of Sam Yainam is Mishum that I say, then it can lead up to Chasnus, which is sometimes an Yisra Derais and sometimes an Yisra Derabonim. And then on top of that Yisra Chasnus, sometimes we slap on an Yisra Hanoah over and above the Yisra Achilah. So whenever there's a Chashash Nisuch, you add on an Yisra Hanoah. Whenever there's no Chashash Nisuch, because it's Nevushal before the Nochri gets a chance to handle it, but still, sof, you have the Chashash. How did they say? There will still be also the Shtiyah. That's a big problem. That's a big problem. We have on the bottles, it says Mevushal in Hebrew. It says Mevushal in English. The Nochri doesn't know what that word means. It's not in the, it doesn't appear in the dictionary. Mevushal. So how does the Nochri know that it's Mevushal? So that's what some of the big Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael kind of, how can we in America always rely on this Kula? The Yayin Mevushal is no Chashash Nisuch. The Nochri doesn't even know that it's Mevushal. Well, now, the whole reason why Mevushal is not good in the Beis HaMikdash is because we assume that it's Garua. And it's inferior. It's Garua. A lot of the companies, when the Hashgacha organizations give Hashgacha on wine, so they insist that they have to make it Mevushal in order that the Magakim should not serve. So a lot of the companies are hesitant. And then after they do the Bishul, so then they say that it improves. It enhanced the flavor of the wine. It even tastes better. So that's a chashayla. So the din is that it's possible the gabim is there. That's a din. Learned that from a pasuk. The official reason why it's possible the gabim is there because it's nigareh, because it's garua. But even if it's shtani lemayusa, the din still says that it's not good for nisach gabim is there. But the shayla is, why is not good for avodah? Why are we not concerned that the nochri is going to be menasach avodah? Because it's a din. You don't have any dinim. Because it's garua. So if it's garua, they're not going to be menasech adava garua for avodah zarah. But if we see that when they pasteurize the wine, it enhances it. It even tastes better. It improves the flavor. That's what many of the gadolim in Eretz Yisrael taught us. How can we in America still continue to rely on this kula that maga akum doesn't after a yayin mevushal? If the bishul enhances the wine, so the hecha taste is just because it's possible menasech agavi amizbech and beit hamikdash. What has got to do with the Nochrim? The Nochrim are not bound by our Shulchan Aruch. They can decide to be Menachachit because it's not Guru at all. But that's why Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv Shlita, they were not so happy about this Kula in America. But the Rabbanim, Moshe Feinstein, the other Rabbanim in America assumed that Kach Tikna Chachamim. The Gemara says that since the Manah Gemara, when they were setting up the prohibition, Yayin Mevushal, was never included in the Yisra because of its Garus. Even though today, the Yayin Mevushal is sometimes superior to the Yayin Shein Mevushal, the din still remains the same. That's a major shayla. Right. So the Gemara has a lot of discussions on that. Maybe today, since the Nochem are not so involved in Yisra, maybe all the wine should be Mutabanah. Maybe should only also be Shtiyah, because of the Chashash of the Nesem. Maybe should all be Mutabanah. So that's part of the discussion later. In the later problem in the Mishnah, we'll get to that. Some of the Rishonim say like that. So that's how the Gemara. That's how the Gemara starts off. So we have a pasuk on Chumash that makes a hekesh between tikkuvus avodah zarah and yayin netzer. So just like we have the ability to establish by the further pesukim, one's going to have 10 lines of pesukim here. We have another series of pesukim that indicate that the tikkuvus avodah zarah is also mano. Who are dinami? The yayin she actually nisnasech avodah zarah is going to be also mano. So that's why when the Hachamim introduced the Yisrael and Samyena because of the Netzayim, they added on that it should also be Asa Bahano. Unlike Pasach and Vishalach and Tony Asa Bachila, this case of Samyena, they added also Bahano because of the additional concern of Chashash of Nisuch Lavedizah. Okay, maybe we'll stop here and next week we'll continue on Chavtes and then.
I'm showing my mother here to come.
It goes on feeding you. It's a hemshot from the poor.
No, what?
Yeah. How's my show? Showing by Elam Karanath Boy.